Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Andy Randy. Having discussion. I be on it all night, man. I be on it
all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, man, on this beautiful but chilly Thursday, here in the A. My wife's going to be back later on today, Andy. A sitter in 2.5 weeks. Ooh. So you know, boy. Go get her this treadmill after work. Yeah, man.
Better stop off at the QT. Get that rhino pill.
Get that rhino pill.
And some Gatorade.
So, you know, you can see why I'm smiling. Woo, child. Everybody go in the bed at Sim. Tell her at the bed.
Be quiet.
Yeah,
go to bed. Shut
up.
The door. Maybe put your headphones on.
Shut the hell up. But, it's all good on a Thursday. As we get
yesterday was hump day.
Yeah, man. As we get closer to, this SEC championship game, as they were saying, the ticket. So I hate that right there. I don't like, as a fan base, that you get complacent because your team won one time. Now nobody wants to go.
I don't think it's complacent. I think it's frugal.
It's frugal, and it should be frugal because the tickets are expensive.
Man.
Especially if we go to where we're supposed to go.
If they win, they're going to be right back in that same building in a month.
That's true. And then we're going to be in, where we go? Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
So yeah, that is
kind of
expensive.
And that's not a cheap plane ticket.
I know my boy Herndog, who did, last time we did the whole thing, they did the Notre Dame. They did to.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, homie. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's expensive as hell, man. But yeah, it is that time of year, and George ain't won this thing in a while.
It's true. They haven't won it since the year that they went to the national championship game in 17, right?
Yeah.
That was had lost to Auburn in the regular season and then got Auburn again because Auburn won the Iron Bowl that year. So you got Auburn in the SEC championship game and avenged the loss earlier in the season, looked really good, and obviously went on to national championship game overtime and all that kind of stuff. And then the three following – Alabama, everybody remembers that game, the fake punt game. LSU on its way to being one of the great college football teams we've ever seen. And then Alabama again last year, which is a crazy thing about 365 days later. I don't know, maybe illuminates just how different everything is in the afterglow of winning a national championship. I mean, 365 days ago, Georgia had the same record, but that boogeyman still loomed.
Yep. And you know what? He's still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
He's still
in the
closet.
He's still in the closet.
I don't think he'd get in.
Or under the bed, however, wherever you keep your boogeyman.
I don't think he'd get in.
Where'd you keep your, was it under the bed boogeyman?
Boogeyman?
Attic boogeyman? Closet boogeyman?
Where?
Where was the boogeyman most likely to attack from in your childhood?
I wasn't scared of no damn boogeyman.
I was
born hard.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't scared of nothing but Angel.
God, I was so scared.
That boogeyman, now you want to call a boogeyman Angel McMichael? Yeah. And where was she at? Anywhere, dog. She used to come out of the damn lamp like a genie and get me, dog. So, yeah.
Drop down like Mission Impossible.
Geez. Mama had ninja skills to get me, but no.
I mean, Boogeyman lived in our basement.
I did the Boogeyman. I got the baby and everything. I got to get up in the middle of the night and check under beds and doors. And it's always our job. It's always out there, Dad. They come do that that little forehead poke when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah, right between the eyes.
Right.
You know what mine realized recently is, because, you know, she's in the big girl bed. She's in her room. She sleeps through the night most of the night, but not every night. Not last night. Last night was brutal. She's gotten to the realization where there's a couple things that if she says them, there's a good chance we'll actually go. I've got a poopy diaper. All right, well, I'm not going to make you sleep in a poopy diaper all night long. I'll go in there and change it. No, you don't. You lied to me. You just got me in here on a pump fake. I'm scared is the new one.
Oh, that's the new one, bro.
Because I'm such a sucker. No, you're not. You're not scared. You're not. I can tell. I can tell a scared cry from a I'm lying and I want you to come in cry, but she got me anyway. She
that's
gets
okay.
me.
That's yeah. all right. That happens, man. But, yeah, Georgia is, you know, they're in a situation where if the trend of this season – goes the way it does. If they show up and play, they're unbeatable. I won't say they're unbeatable, but they're pretty much going to win the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if they show up and play how they are supposed to play. And it's Thursday. Am I going to say I anticipate them playing that way? I guess
you have to.
You have to, right?
You have to.
It's SEC damn championship
it's
game.
SEC championship.
Yeah, it's SEC championship game.
Yeah, all the
just because you're in the playoffs. Still, it's SEC championship game.
And I don't think it was the fact that, because again, similar situation to last year where you could lose the game and still get into the playoff.
Right.
And they did lose the game last year and still got into the playoff and went on to win the national championship. I don't think Georgia lost the SEC championship game last year because of complacency.
No, they got the ass whipped.
I think they lost the SEC championship game. Yeah, because Alabama went out there and played great football. And Georgia's game plan was a little bit suspect in that game as well. We sort of look back on it and think about what, you know, what they tried to accomplish in that game versus what they were able to do in the national championship game. I can't believe that would creep in a situation like this. Hopefully it doesn't. We'll a couple more days to talk about it, of course. And Jacob Hester is going to join us to talk about the SEC championship game from an LSU perspective. I remember we talked to him at SEC Media Days, and everything was new at that point, right? I mean, it was Brian Kelly was there meeting with the assembled media, and you know, everybody knew that he was a good coach, but never in a million years would they have expected to be in the SEC championship game this year.
No.
I think we talked to him and asked him what are legitimate expectations, and it was just, you know, just show us what you can do with the talent and start building an identity and then build from that.
Yeah.
Nobody thought that they would be here yet. Now, not to say that they'll be complacent either, like it's, you know, money in the bank or any house money or anything like that by being there. But, yeah, it's got to be a pretty exciting time from their perspective as well, getting here in year one with Brian Kelly.
Well, I mean, the thing with it was because coming into this year, it was a revenge year for Alabama. They got the Heisman Trophy winner coming back. They got the best player in the country, Will Anderson, coming back. You get Jamar Gibbs in the transfer portal. And their offensive line and everything just let them down this year. It did. Now, are they playing better as of late? Yes, they are. But, yeah, that was the whole thing. So, I mean, when you looked at it coming into the season, the West, it was projected as Alabama, A&M, and then was LSU even third? I think it might have been Ole Miss that was third?
It probably depended on who voted.
Yeah, so that's the thing about it is the success that you have in the first year, talking about LSU, is so big because all you got to do is keep them in state there. You keep them kids in LSU, in the kids in Louisiana, and you go to Houston, you're back in it because we know that you can win a national championship there.
Yeah.
And the thing with Brian Kelly is Brian Kelly has SEC players now. Like he can beat no SEC team with Notre Dame's players, but he can beat Alabama and he can beat Georgia and he can beat those teams with other SEC caliber players. So yeah, it's going to be LSU is about to ascend because he's a good damn football coach. And that's a program that people want, these kids want to go to. Yeah.
And that, you said it right that time.
Yeah.
That's a program.
Yeah.
Interesting news yesterday as well out of the world of college football. A couple different interesting facets to this. The fact that the Rose Bowl had the power to hold everything up like this in the first place is kind of interesting. It also probably sounds like the Rose Bowl has something up their sleeve in this story to maybe guarantee themselves a date or a game or something on the calendar, because I just don't see the Rose Bowl backing off their stance and their contract as far as the Rose Bowl game goes without having some sort of promise from the college football playoff. Well, but anyway, the Rose Bowl – is there?
No. They just made the official announcement.
Okay.
The College Football Playoff Committee or whatever. They said the official announcement. The College Football Playoff will expand to 12 teams. the beginning of the 2024-2025 season.
Okay.
So, obviously, they weren't losing out on that money. Because I read yesterday that the whole CFP could have lost out on $450 million if the Rose Bowl didn't come along.
For a couple of years.
For a couple of years.
Right, because they had their contract to be, you know, on New Year's Day at 5 o'clock.
They just better be right about this. The games better matter. They better, you know, Georgia playing, who would be 12? I don't know.
Washington.
us beating the hell out of Washington in the first round.
Yeah, that probably would happen.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't play them in the first round. No,
that's right.
Here's why,
top four get byes, right?
Here's why a 12-team playoff would help this weekend immediately. Because this weekend, all four of the teams that are currently ranked in the top four don't benefit by playing in their football games this weekend.
You said it helps?
It would make the games matter more this weekend. If there was a 12-team playoff right now versus a 14-team playoff, because Georgia would be better off if there wasn't an SEC championship game. Georgia would be better off if their season was over.
Yes.
They don't have anything to gain by winning this weekend. They're already number one.
Right.
They can only lose by playing this weekend. If there was a 12-team playoff, this weekend you're still playing. First of all, there's an automatic bid, so you have to win the SEC championship, or if you win the SEC championship, you get in.
Right.
Second of all, there's a bye. You're playing for a bye.
Right.
You'd be playing for a chance to sit at home while these other teams, 5 is playing 12 and 6 and 11 and all that kind of stuff. Yes, there would be another game to win on the way to the national championship, but all of these conference championship games where these teams that are playing, like if the Big 12 didn't have a conference championship, like it didn't.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A number of years ago, TCU would be in.
Yep.
Like, they got to go play this weekend against a really good Kansas State team, and they might be on the outside looking in because they qualified for a championship
Because they won all their damn games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there was a 12-team playoff, they would benefit by playing in the game and get a bye. Now, look, there's great arguments on both sides of the expansion or non-expansion or whatever. Now, it's happening. So,
yeah,
you know, if you want to be mad about it, you can be mad about
it. But it's going down.
But it's happening. My hope is, like you just said, in the grand scheme of things, we'll get more games with bigger stakes later in the season than we have currently. We're definitely going to lose some of the stakes on some of these big games, though. Like, if we were in a 12-team playoff era right now, that Ohio State-Michigan game last weekend have had the same stakes.
Right, because obviously both of those teams will still get in.
They're still getting in.
Yeah, so.
And the crazy thing is, if probably is what's going to happen as they go away from divisions as well, they'd be playing this weekend. Ohio State-Michigan would have played last weekend.
Yep.
They'd be playing this weekend.
Because obviously when the expansion plays, the games are going, it's not going to be 3 weeks in between before it starts. It's like the following week.
Yeah, and then they might play again in the playoff, which I don't know if that's good or bad or not, but it's going to change things, no doubt about it.
Let's just enjoy this rest of this year and all of next year, and then we'll, you know.
Like yeah, and then we can come join
then
you.
Then you got your Washington shirt
on. Yeah, then Washington can be a part of it again. That'll be great because we are the 12th team in the country as it stands right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday, including what Marcus Mariota is talking about here.
Like I said, he does a lot of the dirty work.
Who could he possibly be talking about? We'll find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Very, very important. The chemistry that we've built over time in Tennessee has really helped us kind of kick it off pretty seamlessly to start right away. And he does a great job. Like I said, he does a lot of the dirty work and then does a great job in the passing game as well, creating explosive plays. Credit goes to him. It's tough, right? Like, you know, you go through 10 weeks, 11 weeks, and, you know, you're not really filling that role. And then all of a sudden things happen, and now you're kind of thrust into that role. But he's done a great job, and we're very thankful he's here.
There's Marcus Mariota talking about Mykole Pruitt. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Nope.
If I would have been like, you know, we teased it, and who was he talking about? I would have assumed, I don't know, maybe Lindstrom, maybe Algier getting the dirty yards, picking up blitzes, I'm not sure. Nope, Mykole Pruitt, one of the tight ends who is charged with replacing is the right word, but filling in the Kyle Pitts role now that Kyle Pitts is out for the remainder of the season. Found that out yesterday officially. Kyle Pitts was done for the year with the Atlanta Falcons. And Arthur Smith said it, and he's right. It's not a one-for-one. There just isn't. Right. You don't have a guy on the roster that's like that. So it's a committee, and Mykole Pruitt's a part of it. Now, the one thing about Pruitt is, they found a way to get him in the end zone.
They did.
And caught a couple touchdowns this year so far.
When I went to San Diego, I was Mykole Pruitt. I was Mykole Pruitt. I was better than him. But, you know, that's what I did. Right. I did all the dirty work.
You had a 10-year history of being a starter.
Yes. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But my role was similar to that. Then when Gates goes down, and like I said yesterday, where there were certain things that Gates did that I didn't do, they would bring the other tight end, bring Dub in, and he would go do all the wide receiver routes and everything. But, I mean, there is no replacing Kyle Pitts. But you have to figure out a way to, you know, go around him not being there. And that's why I asked Dave yesterday, basically, Dave Archer, like, you know, what did you see and notice him not being there? And the way they use him in this offense this year, to me watching the game, as somebody who knows the game the way I do, I didn't see a difference.
Yeah, that's a great question. How differently does that game play out if Kyle Pitts is available versus not?
But it could have been a difference because you were like, damn, on third down, you could have used Kyle. Sure. Well, Kyle's been on plenty of third downs and they ain't use him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the tricky situation to go through. You can't replace him. Do I wish they had Kyle Pitts? 1,000%. But are they going to lose the rest of this game because he's not here? Probably not. Because of considering what this team is and how this team's running his offense.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And that, you know, again, kind of gets back to a bigger picture Falcons conversation that we have that's frustrating about having guys like that, not using them, not being able to use them. You know, I guess it's kind of weird to say, but you'd like it to be a bigger deal.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You'd like it to feel like a more a bigger loss, losing Kyle Pitts out of your offense. And just, well, you know, I don't really throw it to him anyway. Like that sucks.
That's the one that sucks.
It sucks that's kind of the reaction, but that kind of is the reaction because they don't really throw it to him anyway. But then it's also weird to say you'd like it to feel like a bigger loss losing a guy.
Right.
Well, you don't want to lose a guy in the first place. But anyway, that's the reality of the situation for the Atlanta Falcons. The news, again, the headline from yesterday is that Kyle Pitts is officially out for the remainder of the season. You got to figure out a way to deal with it coming up this weekend, first and foremost against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are not particularly good, but are playing
better
than they were earlier in the
season.
They
got some good damn players.
And they got guys back. That's the thing. Is T.J. Watt was out for a month and a half.
Yes.
He's out there now, and he's coming for you.
He's coming. He's bringing that funk, boy. And that's one of those, you know, what we talk about, a red circle guy? Yeah.
Yeah, twice maybe.
Twice maybe.
When Baldy said it yesterday, we'll get back into it in the NFL No Huddle in about half an hour. He thinks it's the best defensive front in the league.
Yeah. I mean, they got some damn good players, man. He is a callous.
With Watt back.
He's a callous back there. They got an opportunistic secondary. We know what Minka is. I mean, he's a ball hawk. That, you know, no ball in the air safe around that dude. He is just that great of a player. And a young quarterback's playing better. Now, I don't know how much Najee is going to play this week. I do not think their offensive line is good at all. Mm. And so that could be something that the Falcons could exploit. But they got game. They got some big-time receivers. We all know what George Pickens can do, and we know what he does in that building over there. He embarrasses folks. So don't be embarrassed by George Pickens on Sunday.
Key to Falcons victory. Don't let George Pickens embarrass you on Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Steelers currently favored by one in that matchup right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from Brian Kelly, another game that's going to be played in that building this weekend on Saturday afternoon. SEC championship game between Georgia and LSU. Here's Brian Kelly talking about Darnell Washington.
Hope they don't throw it to him. Is that what you mean? Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, sometimes, you know, we break this game down to, you know, one player against one. You're hoping that in some situations that your zone coverage where you have somebody underneath them over the top. Because really, I mean, if you look at it, if it's just a one-on-one situation, he's a pretty, you know, unique athlete and that he can line up at, and has lined up at wide receiver. That's not a great matchup for anybody.
He's a big dude, man. The Georgia tight ends are mismatches for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about it. They are.
Who's a bigger mismatch, Darnell Washington or Brock Bowers?
I still think Brock is.
Okay.
I still think Brock is.
But he's kind of all around.
Yeah, all around. But I'm telling you, Darnell ain't no slouch. I would not be surprised if Darnell's a first round tight end.
I wouldn't either.
I would not be surprised if he's drafted in the first round this year by him because he is a different type of cat. There's nothing like him in the league right now. There's not a Darnell Washington in the NFL right now.
What's a comparison? Like, what's a player comparison for Darnell Washington?
There isn't one.
Right. Because he actually blocks.
Yeah. It might. You know what? Gronk, maybe.
Okay.
Because think about Gronk. Gronk, wow. People don't realize how big he is.
He's 6'6".
Yeah. And Darnell's bigger than him.
6'7".
Yeah. So
270.
Yeah. So they're good hands. The biggest comp I can think of in all time playing football is maybe Ben Coates, who was funky
and
nasty.
He was very good.
Who was funky nasty. But, I mean, he's a mismatch, and he's going to be a big part of what they do on Saturday.
Hopefully. Yes, because that's the thing.
Yeah,
is he's a big mismatch, and Brock Bowers is a big mismatch, and they've used him, you know, quite a bit, certainly when they've needed to use them. But they haven't used him as much as maybe they could have. And I don't know. I don't ever know how much to buy into the, well, Munkin's saving this and that for this game. When you have a great offense, you just
show
unleash it.
Me then.
Yeah, you just unleash it.
That's
when
what
you
I,
do.
Because he unleashed it. He unleashed it in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we unleashed it in Oregon.
Oh, yeah. There was no saving anything in the playbook for that. Now, maybe they have been the last couple weeks, or maybe they just haven't gotten up for it. Maybe they've been getting beat on the line of scrimmage. I don't know. I want to see all of the creativity, all of the focus on getting the ball to Brock Bowers and Darnell Washington, especially in the red zone that you possibly can. There's no such thing as throwing the ball to the tight ends too much on Saturday.
Nothing at all.
There's also no such thing as just seeing how many touches Kenny McIntosh can handle.
Yep.
I don't know.
Let's just go.
Maybe what's 19 touches for Kenny McIntosh look like? Probably 200 total yards.
What's winning by 3 touchdowns? I mean, what's wrong with just outplaying the team that you're better than? You're better than LSU. Go show it. And I mean, I don't think Georgia's going to lose on Saturday. But I want to see a clean game. I want to see a beatdown. I want to see, like, me looking at the TV like, damn, what's going on, man?
Right. When are they going to get it together?
When are they going to get it together?
Yeah. I don't think you're going to.
There's another
thing.
You can't start slow against LSU.
That's true.
Because they got enough offensive dudes. And we know what kind of defensive players they got. And you know how I feel about Perkins. Now, the thing with Perkins is run at him. Now, you let him roam and rush it past it, and him and Ojulari, it'll be a long damn day for Georgia.
Yep. Again, Jacob Hester going to join us at 12:20. We'll talk some SEC championship game with him from an LSU perspective. Let's hear a little bit from the Hawks game last night as the Hawks ended their 3-game losing streak.
And now DeJounte will put it in play, and it comes into Trey. Trey Young skips across this time. Now he pulls up a long three. Is good. I guess he wasn't hurt. So he hits the three-pointer. He's got 26 now on the night. 90-69, Hawks lead.
We got a lot of talent on our team. We got guys who can play backcourt. I mean, they can compete with anybody. We got bigs who can compete with anybody. We got wings who can make plays too. So we have a pretty good team, a scary team. When we're clicking, we just got to get to that point where we're clicking on all cylinders. for full 48-minute games consistently. And when we do that, we'll be a really good team.
Nice night to have the Orlando Magic on the schedule. Yeah, no doubt, man. About it. After losing a handful of games in a row. Trey was really good last night, 30 points. And that pass that he made late in the game.
Oh, it was unreal.
Capella, like, turns his back to Capella on the pick and roll and throws it over his head, dimes him up. He had 14 assists last night as well. And, look, they did what they were supposed to do against an inferior opponent, which they hadn't done last week against the Rockets and others. So good to see them go out there and do that. The downside is injuries. DeAndre Hunter only played 7 minutes, had to come out of the game, didn't go back in.
When I saw them train over there, I was like, oh, no.
That's something that we had avoided so far this season. Now, DeAndre missed a game last week because he was sick.
Right.
But he hadn't been injured and missed a game yet. And he played, but he had to come out of the game. And then John Collins got hurt last week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Night two and didn't come back in the game, so... I mean, it gave an opportunity for guys like Jarrett Culver to get in there. Culver played 30 minutes, had 12 rebounds. So, yeah. I mean, at least he went in there and showed a little bit. But, yeah, man, that's the
Culver,
last thing.
That's the boy from
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, that's right. The one went to Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Athletically, yeah.
They were trying to trade him from about the minute he got there.
Yeah, for some reason, they were trying
it
to get my
did
body
not work
there,
out.
Man. How about Ant-Man last night? No damn cat. It's like, okay, this is my show now, fellas.
Finally, get out of
my
way.
Oh, you know what? I guess I'll pass it to Rudy. Mm-hmm. A nice little dish to Rudy and everything. But
hey, how long is Carl Anthony? Was that a?
It said 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Okay, because when it happened, it looked like that.
You know when
it
happened? Yeah, well, first thing when it happened,
it looked like an Achilles.
The immediate thing that you go to,
okay. Because it looked like an Achilles. That's good news that it wasn't. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo Johnson. Download the Off the Cuff podcast as well, the Midday Show podcast. Look at that, the Andy and Randy podcast showing up on people's end-of-the-year Spotify rap. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
My number one played song this year was something from Frozen 2.
Of course it
is. So there you go. Dad life. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from the NFL no huddle. Get back into the Falcons and Steelers game coming up on Sunday afternoon. Got some audio from Brian Baldinger as well as around the rest of the NFL. Jacob Hester going to join us at 12:20 as well as we continue to get ready for the SEC championship game on Saturday afternoon. A couple things to mention. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute. We're going to be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead tomorrow.
Oh!
11 to 2. Happy Hour Friday, live from a bar. Beer's going to be ice cold, so come by and say hello. We'll be there for all 3 hours of the show. If you get a chance to come by on Friday, we'd love to see you.
Sip them up. Sip them up.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Well, Randy,
or chug them up.
Well, Randy be chugging. That's it.
Chug them, shoot them, sip them, whatever you want to do. Did you catch the end of the Mexico World Cup?
Yes, dude. It was
World
crazy. Because I had the other one on. The Argentina game on, and then you text us in the group text. It was like, this Mexico game is crazy. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, oh, they are playing two games. So I had flipped over to it, and it was unbelievable, the action, because we knew Mexico had to score,
right.
And they were going at it yesterday.
Well, it was wild because, like, either Argentina needed to score, and that would have benefited Mexico.
Right.
Or Mexico needed to score again, and that would have benefited Mexico, obviously. The way that it was, with Argentina winning 2-0 and Mexico winning 2-0, it had it tied to the point of, like, the fourth or fifth tiebreaker or something like that.
Yes.
Now, Saudi Arabia scored a goal. So
yes, it scored late, yeah.
That tiebreaker that it was 2, it didn't get there. But had it ended 2-0, the tiebreaker would have been yellow cards.
Yeah.
Like, Poland would have gone through because they had less yellow cards. Can you imagine an NFL playoff game being decided by the team that had less holding penalties or something like that?
I mean, that would be crazy,
dude. They got to come up with a better tiebreaker than that you get that far down the line.
It was a great game, though. A great match, whatever you want to call it.
It was incredible.
We're rooting for Croatia because we want to see old girl continue to
they have an attractive fan.
Yeah, they have a really nice fan and everything.
We like looking at
it. And I didn't mean you were we probably the hippest show yet, no doubt about it. I mean, we definitely hipper than Freaky. But my son, of course, as always, money. Dad needs some. Fine, here. But he sends me the half face emoji. What is that?
Half face?
Yeah, like a half face with a hand. Like, do I need to Google this?
Will you show it to me? I don't know.
Yeah. Do
you know what it is?
I'm trying to figure
it depends on which one he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Where is it at?
Randy, I'm in the same boat as you. Okay. I see it all the time, and I have no idea what it means. And I guess that means I'm officially old now because I got no clue. And I see it all the time.
Oh, it's a salute. He's saluting.
Oh, okay. It looks like someone's dead and someone's stabbing half their head.
Let me see it real quick.
Yeah,
that one's definitely right salute.
He's saluting.
Oh,
okay.
So he's not getting murdered.
Okay, cool. Okay, all right, that's good. All you know. Okay.
It looks like somebody blew half their head off.
That's what it looks like. So I'm like, hold on, I just gave you some damn money.
What are you so sad about?
What are you so mad about?
Makes me feel better.
So instead, he's giving you the salute like,
okay.
Yes,
got
sir,
you.
Kind of thing.
Got you. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I need an emoji decoder.
Yeah. All right. Got it.
I don't deal with a lot of emoji texters.
I know what it was. I'm about to cut his ass off. But yeah, all right, he cool. He all right. I still love, I got to love him because he's mine. But yeah,
your wife uses a lot of emojis and texts.
Too many sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife's a big hashtagger.
Really?
Hashtag this. Hashtag hat. I'm like,
even on texts?
No, not with me. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's real hashtagger. Big hashtag. I ain't no hashtag. Big hashtag. I will hashtag every now and then.
Yeah, you're like a mid level hashtagger.
Yeah, I ain't mid level. I'm low level.
Low level?
Yeah, I'm low level hashtag.
I think I'm a mid level hashtagger.
Yeah, I'm a low level hashtagger.
Let's get to the back page with Bo Johnson.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Saints in me!
It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers. Find the perfect gift for any occasion at Salomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta. Online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So here's one for you. Hashtag drama going on in the Arizona Cardinals organization. Well, sort of. My guy, LSU Tiger P2, Patrick Peterson, was on his CBS All Things Covered podcast the other day with Brian McFadden talking about one Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Well, I got it. So. Hey, I can't argue that I don't know him personally. You played with him for a few years, so I got to take your word for it.
This is in reference to Cliff Kingsbury and whether or not he will be with the Cardinals next year and how Kyler doesn't appear to even care if he is and probably doesn't even want him there. Kyler did clap back on the Twitter. This isn't true. You on some weird beep, P2. You got my number. If you really felt this as a big bro or mentor, you supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me, so your podcast can grow.
Okay.
Don't know if his podcast needs to grow a whole lot more. It's already on CBS podcast.
Dude, the funny thing about that whole thing was B-Mac, our guy, his face when Pat said that, B-Mac was like, oh.
What kind of was this?
It was like.
Surprised?
Yeah, like, oh, he said it out loud.
Taken aback?
Yeah, but let me tell you. All right, that wasn't no clap. That was soft ass clapback by him. And the reason Pat didn't call you because
the reason Pat didn't call you because
y'all ain't friends. Mm-hmm. All right, they ain't boys. And obviously that's how Pat looked at it. You ain't my boy. And the thing about it is the locker room. Obviously, it's the most forgiving place ever. It is, and not everybody gets along because that whole Russell Wilson crap yesterday. They tried to peddle about nobody's birthday party was the biggest piece of horse manure ever. Everybody ain't friends in the locker room.
He's playing bad and he's a weirdo. But not everything's a story.
Not all 53 men go to each other's events. It's just it's the way it goes. So for them to think that he's going to have 100 participation at his birthday party.
We've gotten to cover Russell Wilson like it's first grade.
A bunch of horse crap.
Yeah, I know.
Now that back one, to this. Yeah. Yeah, that's all that was. Pat P don't like him.
Yep.
That's why he ain't call you. Mm-hmm. And why ain't none of your teammates coming to defend you? Because the most classiest person I've ever been around, one of the most, is Larry Fitzgerald. And Larry Fitzgerald went at you.
Well, yeah, Larry was on TV the other Monday night talking about him.
Yeah. So maybe it's your ass, little man.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. Patrick's not saying anything that I don't think anybody else has either said or felt. By the way, Brian McFadden's going to be on with Dukes and Bell today at 5:40.
Okay.
So obviously they'll talk more with him about that and that conversation.
And B-Mac's like, whoa. All right.
I do think Kyler is right, though, about that. I mean, I think he's trying to get more people to listen to his podcast.
I don't.
This is a very, like, I say crazy things on my podcast to get people to listen.
But see, that
to
ain't it, though. That was proof of what he said.
Sounded like he was being honest.
He was being honest. That wasn't like some shock stuff that he was saying.
But here's the thing.
Pat P said,
we've never played any clip from that podcast before. I didn't even know that podcast existed.
Really?
But that's now we have mentioned it and played clips from it.
I just think he told him what it is.
And I love B-Mac. I support him. Yeah. I didn't know he had a podcast with Patrick Patterson. It's a good one. Okay.
Pat
well, now it's on the list.
Yeah, Pat
thanks
like,
to that. So it worked.
That was a damn golf clap back by Kyler, because you know what? He don't like you. Because like you said, you got my number. If he had his – no. Because if you got somebody's number, you a big bro and all that stuff that you think you are. Because ain't nothing worse than thinking somebody like you that you like. Some person that does not like you that you like.
Oh, especially like if you think that that's the relationship.
Because he's
like
said,
a mentor type relationship.
Big bro mentor. And he says that hurt his, man, Kyler feels hurt. So you know he in the chair with it because his feet can't touch the ground. He's kicking them heels. You know that's what he's doing.
With his little bangs hanging down on his
forehead.
You
know that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
he does have, he's got a very emotional hairstyle.
He does. And it goes with his emotions.
In my opinion.
All of his swings. No big brother for P2. So in other drama, hashtag fights at CVS. Terrell Owens is getting into a fight in the parking lot at CVS with a guy.
Why
is Terrell Owens still going to CVS? I may be misinterpreting like what rich people do with their time. Or
where are you supposed to have a prescription?
I would have stuff delivered to me.
Oh, I'm gonna say where you got to go if you got to get some foot fungus cream or something.
I don't think you ever get too rich to go to the drugstore, do you?
I don't know.
You don't ever get too rich to go anywhere, man.
You don't ever get too rich to get fungus.
Yeah, everybody. Rich people feet stink too. So I mean, that's what happens.
I'd be Instacarting it up, man. I probably never leave the house.
I don't go. I Instacart everything.
Yeah,
but you can't Instacart.
You can't Instacart prescriptions. But yeah. I mean, rich folks got crabs, all kind of stuff.
Probably, in some cases, probably to a higher level, higher
because
degree.
Because expensive. Yeah.
Sure.
But
they've got like the high class STDs. Though.
Yeah.
Now, T.O. does said that the guy swung at him first.
He did. I saw the video.
He felt obligated to prevent the aggressor from becoming more violent.
What was the dispute?
He said the
was talking to a fan.
Yes.
And then I guess some guy that wasn't a 49ers fan.
Yeah. Started being like most drunk folks do at that time at CVS. Came over and T.O. dropped him. Just dropped the old boy. I'm like, hey, leave him alone. Y'all better leave that dude alone. But, I hate that phrase, too rich for it. Like, I saw a video, Kanye West was flying commercial. So? Well, Kanye can't fly commercial?
He might be.
And it's always the ones who ain't got that level always criticizing.
He said,
Kanye.
He's had a tough month.
Okay, I'm flying commercial first class. Your ass is back by the bathroom. Shut the hell up.
Oh.
All right? Shut the hell up. All right?
I like being back by the bathroom. You get to the bathroom faster.
Seats to seats. That's how I look at it. Seats to seats. All right? Let me sit my ass down. Just get me there.
And you get to, if you order a drink, it's just right there. You can even get up and just be like, you got any more of those?
That's the easiest way to sneak something.
Slip them like 10 bucks and they'll give you a bunch of them.
Easiest way to sneak something.
Stewardesses will do that.
If you don't believe that you
flight attendants.
If you don't believe, because especially now when they got that that new thing where no cash or whatever.
No, they still like cash.
Oh, dude, you slipper a dub.
You give them a $20. Oh, yeah,
slipper a dub. A
couple extra airplane
bottles.
How
long of a flight you got to be on for something like this? I usually only get one trip because the flights I take are like an hour and a half.
What's wrong with an hour and a half? You know how drunk you get an hour and a half on an airplane?
But I only get one trip in coach. They pass by once.
I know, but that's why you walk to the back.
You walk to the back. Slip for a 20.
Go talk to him.
Oh, right. Yeah, go slip for a 20.
In an hour and a half, you can put down.
Oh, I know how much you can put down in an hour and a half.
At least 8 airplane bottles an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. You can do that. You can drink.
I've just never had the opportunity to. Like, they only come by once. I've never actually, like, you know, gone up to them and be like, hey, can I get a refill?
Life is about making your own opportunities.
This is true. Write that down.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Jacob Hester going to join us at 12:20 as well. We'll talk some SEC championship game with him. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.